First question for team president Chris Granger would be the following. Do you have plans tonight? And if not, you'd want to go get a beer or something.
This is so exciting. This is so exciting, obviously, for the fans, but I, quite honestly, I'm most excited for our employees and our staff. They've worked so hard, as you all know, for the last 3 years, from selling the building to the tech in the building, communications, you name it. This is their night, in my opinion. I'm so fired up for them to enjoy the night.
Well, and just to put it in perspective, I mean, we got here about 5 o'clock this morning and there was already a ton of people in the building working. What are the last minute things that are going on in here as you guys get ready for tonight?
Like everything, we're striving for perfection here. As you can imagine, there's quite a level of anticipation around the game tonight. So we are not going to disappoint. This will be a spectacle here tonight, from the T-shirts to the bracelets. We have some special guests in the building here. This will be quite the show.
Well, and I think we talked about it maybe a week or so ago. Someone was asking, like, hey, do you guys know anything that's going to be happening on opening night? And we're like, actually, we don't. You guys have kept it very closed mouth.
Tricks up the sleeve.
Oh.
Is what we call it in the business.
Wow. I mean, seriously, none of us have any idea. So good on you guys to just really be pulling out all the punches with a good surprise.
I mean, Chris, you guys got a couple of preseason games to, you know, a little dress rehearsal. How did that stuff go? And was there anything that was, I mean, just kind of minor that made you go, oh, my gosh, it's a good thing that we went through that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the biggest lesson for us, and it's probably not surprising when you look back, you know, at Sleep Train, we have one concourse, right? Mm-hmm. And all the concessions are on one concourse. So for the first time, when people come into Golden One Center, whether it's a preseason game or a concert, people tend to think all of our concessions are on the main concourse. So we have these massive long lines down here in the main concourse. In the upper level, there's nothing happening. So we really are trying to push people. We have just as good of concessions upstairs. So we got to give people up. So
that's
been
awesome,
a big lesson.
You know, when I knew we were having you on today, Chris, I'll take you back here for a second. So it was you, I want to say Craig Amazine, me, and a gentleman named Aaron Ryan, in a tiny little room offshoot of somebody's office. I think it was Craig's at the old Sleep Train. I think then it was Power Balance Arena. And you and Aaron had been dispatched from New York because this team had just decided to stick around from Anaheim. And, oh, my God, all you guys had to do was reinvigorate a fan base, get everybody trusting the franchise again, get tickets sold, and move towards getting everything going. And when you look back to a day like that and many days that you had like that to now, have you had a chance to just kind of stop and look around and go, my God, I wasn't sure we'd get here?
You're going to get me emotional here.
Yes.
You know, again, the list of people who have had some involvement in this arena being here today is so, so long. And there's no possible way to publicly thank everybody who played a role in this. But, you know, just speaking for me, like, it's been really meaningful to have Aaron Ryan come back and come to the Paul McCartney concert. I saw Craig, for example, at a dinner we had out in front on the plaza as well. So it's been really cool for me to have like a moment with a lot of different people who played some role at some point in the process here. And everybody can take some pride in knowing that this is their building. And I think that, for me personally, is what is most meaningful, is just to see how people react in their own sense of ownership about what we have here at Golden One Center.
Well, you have opening night, obviously, coming up a little bit later this evening. You've got Minnesota coming on Saturday, and then the Kings go out on the road. Do you plan on sleeping for about a week after Saturday?
My secret rooting interest outside of the Kings is the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, no.
I am leaving from the game tonight.
No way. To
Wrigley tomorrow for game 3.
Wow.
So that will be my personal celebration.
Nice.
Game 3 in Chicago. Then, of course, I'll be back here for Saturday in the Kings.
Right. Well, and I'm sure at this
That's
point, I run into your wife all the time. Is there just the support from family members of all of the people that have been involved in this? I don't know. I think maybe you need to do something really nice for your wife as
yeah.
well.
Wow,
I'm just saying.
Katie.
I'm putting it out
Jeez.
There.
I think you're on the payroll here.
I haven't talked to her. We text earlier. It wasn't an actual phone call.
Yes, I owe my wife and my daughters a lot. They have not seen me much, obviously, so that will change.
What are you looking forward to the most tonight? I mean, you know, you can't give away all the tricks up your sleeve, but there's obviously some good stuff on the way.
the, call it 7 minutes before intros.
Yeah.
When the building goes dark and the show really starts in earnest, from a few videos we're going to show to the anthem, which will be spectacular, to the intros themselves, which are just amazing. Just that sort of 10-minute period is going to be when it hits me that, like, we're here. And this is real.
It's really
like,
happening.
It's on. Yeah.
You looking forward to halftime, too?
Halftime's going to be great. We have quite the halftime performance as well. I won't go too much into that.
He's not going to slip at all, man. You can't even set him up at all. Wow.
It's, tonight is a celebration of all things Sacramento, and that's about as far as I'll go with it. But everything we do today is going to celebrate Sacramento just as this building does, just as this moment in time does. So the story of tonight's game will reinforce how much we love Sacramento and how much Sacramento Proud really means.
This is an impossible question, especially because I know we're focusing on positive, but I think part of the reason why this is such a positive evening is recognizing where this situation was and just how far and how crazy this battle was to get to this point. Do you have in your head, was there a moment, a time, a period over the last few years since you've been here where you were the most stressed, the most scared, the most doubtful?
Not since I've been here. Not since I've been here. I mean, once the deal was done, the deal was done. And then it was just contingent upon us to execute and execute at a high level. And at the pace with which we did, which is incredible, right?
A year early, by the way.
I mean, this arena is done a year ahead of schedule, 3 years from start to finish.
Because we know that happens all the time with construction.
All the time, especially in California. I don't know. I think, going back to my old NBA days, I think the moment I would have been most nervous about Sacramento's future would have been when I was still at the NBA, and there were darker times then, and quite honestly, as I've said publicly before, there was a time I was spending much more work on Seattle of my own time than I was on Sacramento, so like it's really amazing, and we, you know, say sort of, you know, in a cliche sort of way that it's the greatest comeback in the history of the NBA, but it may very well be. I mean, this story is one for the ages, and the distance it's come in a short time is just incredible.
I know you're here now. You have a background in the NBA. I am curious because there's been some fluttering going on. As we celebrate here tonight, there's another fan base, and for a long time I didn't feel sorry for him. And now as I see everything develop, I think we understand how wonderful of a market Seattle is, how many basketball fans are there. You hear whispers here and there, and I know you don't have any inside info, but your guess – you think Seattle's going to get a basketball team at some point?
I couldn't even speculate, and you know, Adam Silver would be much more adept at answering that than I would. I will say Seattle's an amazing market.
Yeah.
You know, they have the great demographics. They have an amazing fan base. The Sonics are one of the, I don't want to say premier franchises, but arguably, I mean, they have such an amazing brand there. So I'm rooting for them.
Right.
I hope it works out. But again, I couldn't possibly speculate on the chances of that.
You're a little busy.
It's weird because, like, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes ago, I was going through the timeline on Twitter, and it was a piece about talking about the possibility of the NBA actually adding teams and expanding. And so I'm curious, just in terms of this brand, you know, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show, and the fact that the NBA is really starting to compete with the NFL in major ways. And so when you look at this sport and how just much growth the NBA has had, especially on a global level, you have to think that expansion might be it might be a possibility.
Again, I can't comment on expansion or not, but I'll agree with your premise that I'm not sure there's been a better time in the history of the NBA. The level of play is at an all-time high. We have so many young stars who are great people. We have 100 and some odd international players in the league right now. So roughly a quarter of the league is from outside of the United States, which again just speaks to the globality of the game. We have television contracts in 200 some odd countries right now. We have regular season games this year in Mexico City for the first time. Obviously games in China, games in London. So I think from a global standpoint, I'm not sure there's any league that has the platform that the NBA has right now. Certainly any single league. Soccer, of course, is the global game.
Right.
But
sure.
Let's, you know, if you're a little kid in England, you want to be in the Premier League. And if you're a little kid in Germany, you want to be in the Bundesliga. And the little kid in Spain wants to be in La Liga. But if you're a little basketball player, there's only one league, and that's ours. And I think the world is our opportunity right now.
Chris Granger's joining us on the drive. Aside from, you know, literally coming to a different building every day, now that you guys are here, is there, I guess, a different feeling of coming to work for everybody? I mean, around the team from the top down, What's the mood like having this new shiny building to work at?
Oh my gosh, it's great. I mean, it's like moving into a new house. You know, we were joking last night. It's like changing. You know, with no disrespect to Sleep Chain, it's like, you know, you're driving from a Yugo to a Ferrari. So just the amount of toys and resources and technology we have now at our fingertips to, again, further enhance the fan experience and make the experience better for concerts and artists and players and fans. Like, we just have an amazing platform right now that we are just learning how to use. So even though today is day one, like, we have so much to learn about this building and how we can truly leverage it. Mm-hmm. So we're fired up. It's great.
You know, before we sign off here, a lot of Kings fans listening right now, super excited about tonight. And we like to think most people have come down here, whether for a concert or fan fest or preseason game. But there's a giant bulk of people tonight that have never been down here. So give them a little bit of a guide into making the experience work for them, parking, everything else. What time, first off, should they start coming down here or be here, would you say?
Well, before, you should think about how you're going to get here.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The key to the whole puzzle, I think, is either reserving your parking in advance, sacpark.org, taking light rail. Light rail is free today again.
Oh, wow.
Just like make a plan. Whether your office is down here and you're going to walk over, whether you're going to bicycle and do a bicycle valet, like all those options are available to you, but just make a plan in advance. That said, the plaza opens at 5 o'clock. The doors will open at 5:30 today, so 2 hours before the game. Obviously, it might rain a little bit today, so again, just make plenty of time, relax.
Right.
Everybody will get in. Just be in your seat by 7:30 because you will be a part of the show today. So as beautiful as Golden 1 Center is, we have this tendency, again, for people to walk around the building and look at the neon signs and look at the artwork. Get in your seats. Get in your seats by 7:30 because it will be a show and you don't want to miss it.
Well, you know, it's an undefeated team coming in to open this building.
Hottest team in the NBA,
hottest
I like to call them.
Actually, a better record than the Golden State Warriors,
oh,
currently.
Wow.
Hottest state champions.
as a matter of fact, yeah. Chris, listen, you're going to hate this, but I really do mean this. I swear on all that is holy, this doesn't happen without you. And there are a handful of people you can say that about. You can count on one, maybe one and a half hands. You're one of them. And I know you had, and not a lot of people know this, you were just fine in New York. You were doing okay for yourself. You were in a very, very good spot. And Chris, as Katie mentioned, not only has a wife, but has a beautiful family with young children like myself. You uprooted everybody. You came out here. And I know, again, as David Stern said, Chris actually had shoulder-length hair when he came out here from New York, just to give you an idea of how stressful this has been. So, listen, not to be goofy, but on behalf of the city, appreciate it because you had other options, and you nailed this thing here, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But, again, like, it's a huge team of people.
Yes. Don't deflect.
Don't deflect. I get it.
I appreciate it.
All right. So we will take a break here. When we come back, another guy that had a little bit to do with this, Mayor Kevin Johnson, is going to join us in the next segment. Also, remember, we've still got a pair of tickets to get you in the building tonight. Stick around on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.